A good evening and a warm welcome to all the listeners of Stop Suffering, the program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. We would like to invite all of you to prepare your bottle of water and or your glass of water, sorry, because we're going to be praying at the end of this program for you, for your family, and you are more than welcome, but this will only take place at 9:30, where we will be opening the lines here in studio where you can call us. So yes, but if you would like to speak to someone right now, we do have pastors, men of God available to speak to you at this very moment. And the toll-free number where you don't need airtime, it is 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat it slowly, 0800-22-3335. That's where you can call and speak to a man of God right now. You know, maybe you are there and you just need someone to speak to. At this very moment, we are there just to listen. We won't judge. We will listen. And once you finish listening, we will pray. And like I said, it's completely free. I also have in the studio with me tonight, Pastor Ananias. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Pastor Sean. Matokora po ahorike o programa enjono to eterono panduro ngashtatu iputupura kucho enjono kucha okuhurisa po kumonihuna programa enjono ngashi aruhe taikuya thimbo dino taikuya mombepo. Aishike elala kano njono pasa okuete rantu mbono ya prakena prakene tu. Ohapu ya karunga nosho mongrojione no tukuni no shinji. Mbono toa harao na tango karunga arundure okaramonyo kwe. Ini maike mzono nga shingi watarela karunga ete. Nga shitotero mvurompe nga ingei. Oturimu e thimbo dino nga ingei otatame kwa mvurompe. Tunashiko maskugeri gali. Ini manikaripe.
Yes, indeed. So please, you can pick up the call, the phone I mean, and call us. Do prepare your bottle of water, your glass of water, because at the end we're going to pray for the water that you and your family may drink, may share. And if there's anyone right now listening to us, hopeless, you want to end your life, or you are in this moment thinking that there's no way out, because you might be looking at your life at this moment and the devil and his demons whispering to you, just put an end to your life and there's no hope for you. Listen, I want to tell you there is hope. There is hope. In a couple of minutes, we will listen to a live testimony and you will see that there is hope to those who gives God a chance, Pastor. You see, Pastor Ananias, the only thing God wants for this person to do is give him a chance.
Indeed, pasa, indeed, papa, oshonana pasa, o karungo kwa harashika, ngashi pasa shone, eshulike mpano kucha, shima, mo programanji, tunanga inge o karungo kukupa ompito, ompito njono nga inge ye, uruka karunga, zazikucha cha, omako ka karungo ga uruka, no ga harao na tangu kuatera, taivrika watu prakina ngashi inge ipamwe, orine ndokuli, monkaro njono uvite kucha nga inge, o kakunawe, onjira asha, dize monkaro inge, karunga oe onjira, na karunga tavuru kukuninga ashike mukaramonyo koe. As we say here, that God will do everything for them.
Yes, Pastor. You see, Pastor, I always like to say something in the church to the people. I say that no one came to Jesus, believed, and left the same way. All those who came, believed, they left different. I can make one simple example. Two, the blind came to him blind, but because they believed, they left seeing. The cripple came to him crippled, but because they believe, they left walking. So I don't know the problem of this person. The only thing Jesus wants from this person is to believe and come.
Oshonana pasa, oshonana pasa. Ngasha pasa, pasa shono testuri kempano kucha. Shimatapumba eitaro. Eitaro ojonjono tarivuru kumangurula omtu. Tatumbura mpano kucha. Ngasha pasa shono estumbura pano estangonti kucha. Kapunanando oshirema, ngeta tulesho mbibira kucha kapuno oshirema shea kuyesu zitashuna oshirema. Kapuno mposi ea kuyesu zitashuna omposi. E kapuna ngono nga ingea ena nendo nsiwe asa eta karina yomudwa. Shoshu tatu popimo programanji no kucha karunga wona tango oe mweti pogo programanji yoye na tango tavurukuku ningangini okumangurura nga shutashipumba mutse o shitategura kutsenga shingei eitaro. Eitaro kumuitara kucha otavuru kuninga aihe, and indeed pasa, no one have come to Jesus in this way.
Yes, indeed. And please, if you would like to speak to anybody, right, not in studio right now, but I just want to repeat this number, I see the lines are flashing in the studio, but for now we won't take calls. You can call us for now for the next 30 minutes, 0800 22 335. If you would like to include your name in the Book of Prayer here live on air, that will only happen after 9:30. For now, please do call our helpline. We have in the studio also with us today, Mrs. Laurentia. Good evening, Miss.
Good evening, Pastor.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. I just think her mic is a little bit low. Yes. Miss Laurentia, we spoke earlier and you said to me that your problem started when you were exactly how old?
My main problems started when I was very young, at the age of 9, whereby I was harassed by my step-grandfather. He was harassing me daily, mm-hmm. and there was nobody to listen to me. And
so you did try to seek for help.
Try to seek for help. Try to tell someone, but no one mm-hmm. wanted to listen to me.
And tell me, this harassment, sorry to stop you, this harassment, what did it wake up or what did it bring to life inside of you?
First of all, it bring fear in me. Mm-hmm. Later on, the fear, it added anger in me. Mm-hmm. And the anger, I started hating. Mm-hmm. And this became a major problem until I started fainting, mm-hmm. collapsing.
So in the moment you would be angry against specifically men or who hating, sorry, the hatred would be specifically against who?
Every man. Mm-hmm. I thought every man is the same. Mm-hmm. Because I started hating men. Boys, whatever, mm-hmm. men person is.
Because of what you went through.
Because of what I went through.
So you ended up getting sick, I think you were saying, at 17 years old.
17 years old, I started fainting, mm-hmm. collapsing. And this made me more to fear more. Mm-hmm. Because I was fearing that my grandfather, when I faint, when I see him, I can faint and he can rape me. Mm-hmm. So this make me to take a decision that no, now I have to explode. Mm-hmm. Now I will do what comes my way.
So it's almost like if I can't beat them, I'll join them. I'll do more or less, not exactly, but what was done to me, I'm going to do or worse.
Yeah, the decision was if he can do that to me, then I can kill him or I can beat him, mm-hmm. or I can beat anyone who comes that way to me.
So the anger grew so much in you that you even thought of killing or beating.
Killing whatever comes my way, I will deal it to save myself. And
now the hatred was there, the anger was there. This started to make you to act out. In which way did you start to act out?
When I see even a boy proposing a girl, I started just beating him because to me it was like harassing. Mm-hmm. Maybe the person is not even able to defend herself. Mm-hmm. I started to fight men, mm-hmm. guys. Mm-hmm. Went to the disco, finding a man, a girl and a boy standing. I'm there fighting. Mm-hmm.
So this made you now to grow violent. You also said you started, I believe, started stealing small.
I started stealing, but not small. Mm-hmm. I joined a group, coming to Windhoek, I joined a group that mm-hmm. was a mafia. Mm-hmm. In mafia, you have to do something for you to be part. Mm-hmm. So when it comes, those times there were no bars. Mm-hmm. The people used to have bribes. Mm-hmm. Coming there, we have to steal alcohol for the guys and money for ourselves. Even in a church, when you come to the church, that is there. So something have to happen. Offering bag must go. Mm-hmm. You kick everything and the offering bag is going.
In the beginning, you went to steal?
Yes.
But stealing later on led to even robbery.
Yeah, because I was enjoying myself in two locations. I came to Windhoek, I was staying in Damara location.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Herro location, I was a mafia. Coming to Damara location, I have to become someone also. So mm-hmm. I joined, we call it the Red Eye of Roy Uoch mm-hmm. that time.
Mm-hmm.
So in Roy Uoch, we never beat or kill people.
Mm-hmm.
There we were just stealing cars.
Mm-hmm.
So our aim as women was to seduce men,
mm-hmm.
mostly the security guys, those who are working at the way selling cars.
Mm-hmm.
We seduced them and the guy was stealing because we were giving certain minutes for them to finish and then we leave the guy like that and run away. So
you see, Pastor Ananias, just to bring you in, I will be back with you now, Mr. Rancha. You see how the devil works, and I just want to extend the word to maybe there is someone right now who's going through something similar or even worse. Maybe was molested, was abused. Look, Pastor, I always like to say, we can't change our past. This person, and like Ms. Laurentia, was not born and chose to suffer. It's an unfortunate incident that took place. She was molested and by a step-grandfather, but that arose pain. And I do understand, but the thing I always like to tell people is that we can change our future. Ms. Laurentia is here testifying today, and we're going to hear later onwards how God changed her life. Just to make people understand that, look, you cannot change your past, but certainly you can do something about your future.
Indeed, Pastor, ngashi move te koro jame meroro nsampano tapo pina na mkucha okwari na na ayambara me kwa tojo nkonga ando jiji nukuro kakuye mono nje ningiru anu kuriko mtweri pope pinae ngashi tuvite koro tari pope wampano ngashi pasa shono tapo pikucha oshima shono sha horoka shetu horoka monari tatuvuru kushenja ndio tatuvuru kushenja shono tua tarea komeho tacho upe wetu tatuvuru kuchandi vuru kushenja ndiringo mtompe cha shono sha horoka koni manare katuno onkondo kukara peshirundurura maro tuno onkondo kurunda shishiri komeho getu shosho da pasa ngengo tua tara shiri kokororo. If you look at in the past, I mean in here, you mentioned really said that we can't change. Exactly. Pehepe, ontunguno kwetu prakena, pamwetu prakena nendokuri, maroto vuruka utare kucha, onkaro enji nda tarianga, ndino kuningangi ninga shingei, nda prakene kokororo jiringao, tafrika ufite nendo, eraka ndino nyo shingi sashi, meme, otaka mbadara kugieta, meraka nyo shingi sashi, keshimpopi wa shuambo. Nondu vite mpano kucha, o shitatu vuru kukuro mbura, mo studio mono kucha, ito vuru kuru ndurula ukuruoe, maroto vuru kuru ndurulupi. Ngashina na kucha, for example, Pastor, mm-hmm. the old year, we can't change nothing, mm-hmm. but we can change the new year.
Yes, we are in a new year. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to call, please, to keep on calling at our toll-free number, 0800-22-3335. Please, Pastor, maybe you can just give it in a Shivambo also that everybody can get it.
Ongo diye tunjono to vuruku tu dengera natango po wape tu kuatere pamwe olip monkaron jono ngashita itumbura mpano ongo dieto o onora noheta tu nonora nonora nombari dirimbari onda tueri ya tatu nosho ontano ande duramona tango mongo di onora noheta tu nonora onora nombari eri aari onda tu dirindatu nosho ontano.
And the thing is, this number is toll free where they can call. They don't even need to have airtime, Pastor.
Yeah, ongo dingash pasa shone tishitumbura pango cha ongo dingino ya shari ongere kwa ya futana ronga ongo dingino otoku thaharo kango dinende kuna koka kredita ko kongo diwe tudengera ashike toku thaango deta tudengera atuku yakura.
Okay, Miss Laurentia, let's continue. So now you even told me off air that there were even times that you were carrying a knife and that you even stabbed people. Is that right?
Pastor, it was horrible. My way of wearing clothes was all black.
Mm-hmm.
Black shoes, black trousers, black t-shirt. And I was also having a glove. Mm-hmm. On my, always on my left hand, I used to have to wear a glove, a black glove.
Mm-hmm.
In a glove, there were a knife.
Mm-hmm.
In my sock left, there were a knife. In my bra, there were a knife. In my trouser, there were a knife.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Not to fight someone that did something. Just to fight someone I find doing what I don't want.
Mm-hmm. To take out your anger.
To take out my anger. The pastor, this anger goes that I, even as a girl, did not even having a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
No boyfriend was there to propose me, because when they come, I used to beat them. Mm-hmm. So it came to the point that I used my force, ne, on a guy which I wanted and say, today you will be mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? Whether you are having a girlfriend there, your girlfriend cannot say anything, you will go with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's so horrible. If he does not want, he must receive a piece of knife anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you said to me that because of the anger and because of the things you were doing, you couldn't sleep at night.
I could not sleep.
Mm-hmm.
My sleeping time was 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 7. When it becomes 7 at night, I'm out of the house. Coming back, it's 7.
In the morning.
Mm. And the people where I used to stay, they never allow me to sleep in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing. They didn't trust me. I used to sleep outside.
Mm-hmm. So even those who you're staying with did not trust you?
Mm, they didn't trust me. My brother in the Damara location,
mm-hmm.
when they want to sleep, they told me that we are about to sleep. Can you please go out?
They were afraid that you were going to steal.
Even kill.
Mm-hmm. And you told me... Rather, let's select this. What was your worst moment? You told me about the worst moment.
The worst moment is when I found myself in Mafike.
South Africa.
South Africa. One kid to move. We planned to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Brakpater and we get a cow.
Mm-hmm.
A big one, and we load it in a buggy. On the way to Windhoek, the cow jumped out in the tier road.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to catch it, because we were supposed to get our deal for the cars and then we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
This cow, the people notified the police, and while we are dealing with our stealing of the car and seducing the security for them to be confused,
mm-hmm.
we receive a call from the other gang that the police is alert,
mm-hmm.
and they are on the way. We have to run.
So you guys fled the whole night
to South Africa.
And you told something interesting. You were not using the main tar roads. You were using... Back roads. Going through farms.
Mm. They're very funny. Woke up there. I was wondering, where are we? You know the it was like a farmhouse, né? But it's different from the ones in Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at the far away, the shop, Mafike.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my God,
you're out of.
This was my worst moment. I thought of now. I was now scared of dying.
Mm-hmm.
What if I die? Hmm? But in all this time, all these years, I wanted to die, because I said, no, before the police arrest me, I have to die. I will commit suicide and all those. But that day, I was scared to die.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what is death, but I thought I would die. What if I die here? No one will know where I am. Because mm-hmm. the whole group which I was having, it was Tswana, Zulus, We're different people. What if they decide to kill me? Mm-hmm. Since we are killers, we are everything.
Robbers.
Everybody in his own action.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to pray. Our Father in heaven. I knew that there is a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
If you take me back, I will find you.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't pray sincere because I just wanted him to use him to take me back.
Mm-hmm. Like many people do.
Yeah, like many people do.
When they're in trouble.
I said, if you take me back, I will be yours. Mm-hmm. But I didn't mean
what
I was saying, because I wanted him to take me back.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a ticket to pay for him to take me back to Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to Namibia, I didn't even know how to look for God. Instead of looking for God, I was now starting robbing all the churches and doing things. So how can I be safe?
And tell me, so you would apparently enjoy life because after the crime was committed, car, whatever it be, you would have money.
Money we were having.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes and everything we were having. But peace, it was not there.
There was no peace.
Mm. I found myself with my late husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was so lovely person, caring person, but I did not have peace.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know what was peace.
Mm-hmm.
Of peace to me was just when I did something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
When I did it my way, then is when I felt I did something. I'm me,
mm-hmm.
not the other way around.
So basically you did not enjoy life.
I didn't enjoy life.
It was a fake, like the world. It's a fake enjoyment. They think they're enjoying, they have money. Like you say, they have clothes, they can show off, but still at night, there's no peace.
There's no peace.
Mm-hmm.
Could not sleep.
Mm-hmm.
There were no sleep at all.
Yeah, you see, even the previous testimony last week, Tuesday, said exactly the same thing.
Mm.
Said that after he would commit crime, robbery, all these things, he would even have nightmares, remembering of what he did to the people, that he would have the money, he would have the things. And maybe there's someone listening out right now there. I want to say to you, you see, the true peace and true happiness does not come through money. It comes through you knowing Jesus Christ. Now, just to finish, Ms. Laurentia, with your testimony, because we are almost about to reach half past. You then found the church. You were invited, or how did you find the church?
I was invited by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But before I was invited, 2 weeks before I was invited, in a mafia group, one of my in-laws, it was a sister child of my late husband,
mm-hmm.
has been shot dead,
mm-hmm.
while we are robbing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this made me also to fear more.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, my late husband found the church.
Mm-hmm.
He came first to the church,
mm-hmm.
and then he invited me. To the church. I went to church and saying, okay, now I got opportunity to seduce and to do more wrong because I will be among people.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first day which I came, it's the very first day that I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Your
plan was even to come and do what was bad when you came to the church.
And I tell myself I will not come again. The next day I find myself coming.
Mm-hmm.
I will not come again. I came, the more I said I will not come again, it's the more I came.
The more you came.
Mm.
And today, who is Ms. Laurentia today?
Today, I'm a very peaceful person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still part of a gang or gangs?
No. I'm humble.
Mm-hmm.
Although people, those who know me before, they really don't trust that I change.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having God.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm saying I'm having God is that I make a vow to my God.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for myself, but for others.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my God, I was once bad because I used to blame people
mm-hmm.
for the wrong I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my God, give me a chance to change.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a chance to know you. Give me a chance to find out where is your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And this made me strong. Because after praying that, the word that comes to me is that seek first the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this has become my prayer more.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge God with this. You said, I have to seek your kingdom. Mm-hmm. And the rest will be added.
And so, today?
And today?
You're no longer angry?
I cannot be angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not tolerate evil.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will not tolerate is evil.
What is wrong?
What is wrong?
So today you and your family, you and your children, they're serving God?
Me and my children, we are serving God.
Mm-hmm.
We are a very happy family.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we are a very happy family.
Mm-hmm.
We are fighting to win others.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times that they are joking at home, they say, Mama, you really change. If the people does not see that you are changing, you are a changed person,
mm-hmm.
then they will never see a changed person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
She know how I was.
How you were.
Because some cars, also we used to hide it behind the house there when I,
mm-hmm.
after I even give up on the gang,
mm-hmm.
they used to use my yard also to come back. Because mm-hmm. I was part of them,
mm-hmm.
she knew that I really changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell the people that before you give up on yourself, mm-hmm. before you break of you, give God a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Trust Him.
Amen. And today, as you heard, Miss Laurentia is a woman of God. And in the presence of God, and the same that God did for her, God can do for you. And or maybe it's your son or your daughter. Maybe you are listening and you hear your son or your daughter being described through her. Today, she's a woman of God. She's an assistant. She and her children are serving God. If they want to find you, where do you usually attend the church?
I'm usually attending at Katutura behind Simon.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me there.
Yes.
When you came, if you don't find me, maybe you can ask Mama K.
Mm-hmm.
They know me as Mama K because I'm now a mother of everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. We're going to be going to a break, and as soon as the break is over, we're going to be joined by Pastor Festus in studio, and then we're going to go to the Word of God. Please prepare your bottle of water, your glass of water.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Paturura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
We are back. I almost said good evening again. We are back with you, and we are going to go to the Word of God, the Word that brings life. But if you still want to talk to somebody, the toll-free number is 0800, so 0800-22-3335. You can call right now. Men of God are waiting for you to speak to you. Today, we are reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 23, 1 Corinthians 10:23. Pastor Ananias, it says as follows, all things are lawful for me. In other words, I am free to do whatever I want, but not all things are helpful. You see, God gave us something, Pastor. It's called free will. And within this three wheel, look, I can do whatever I want. But not all things are helpful. And this is what the people must understand. As we call her Mama Kay, Miss Laurentia, she did all things. She robbed, she stabbed, she stole, she deceived. She drank a little bit, even she told me. But most of these things didn't help her in the end. And that's what the people out there must understand. You know, we are free to do whatever we want. But every decision and every action that we make has a consequence. Whether good or bad, it depends from us.
Exactly, Pastor. Ngashina na papra kene hokororo mba mu tamvuruku vamera ka yoshi ingrisa na nampono. Mwa pra kene hokororo jamema lorensa. Chosho pasa shonta kamba dharo kwe tampano kucha. Otaman, otachikarungu kwe tupenye manguruko. Kwa ponpe manguruko. Ma haihe nzonota mangurukira. Taike tufara kuwanao. Taifu fara kuwinai. Shosho mpano tatu popi mpano kucha. Otatu bonu mekukuro jameme Rolensa kucha. Okwari amono kucho kwa jafama nguruka. Aninge shuakara. Maro kwe kiyadha ponkaro mpono ngashinge kucha. Sheki mfara akakare tayugo. Akakiri kiyadha monkaro njono natango. Ye aninga oshikakanwa sho maunaguro ngashia. Eshtumbura mera kajushingi sampono. Shosho tatu popi mpano kucha. Inimaiko ya manguruka. Nde otaivrikai emanguruko njotarike tufara muwinai.
Yes, and Pastor Festus, as we are saying, good evening first, as we are saying that God gave us this thing, free will, and this free will is what landed Adam and Eve in trouble, because they had the free will to decide whether they wanted to obey God or to disobey God. What people need to understand, Pastor, is that everything, every decision we make has a consequence. So God gives us the option. If we obey him, it will be helpful to us. It will save our soul and it will save us from many problems in this life. If we choose to disobey him, there is also consequences, bad consequences, consequences that will end us in troubles. So it's up to the person. All things are lawful. You can decide how you want to live. If you want to drink, smoke, you can do that. But you have to know there is a consequence to that, Pastor.
Una to kira pa Namibia kimbi wa rimbinga adisha da Namibia. So, onda haro ewe delepo, eri kucha. Ngenge oeri hange uri utogufa omato kolo hano apuka ungala mwenyo. Okuna andi tingali piano moshi moshi wambo.
Okuna izemo.
Okuna ijemo. No ijemo oma tokoro apuka. O ijemo ii. Ijemo oma tokoro mawa. O ijemo iwa. Ongash tu meme Rolensha aningoma tokoro ae. Oke huri loelela. Nandi chegucha. Oke fimbo le dula do kulunu no kuri opra kakufo. Ma tokoro ae. Pwa mo uri. O uri unyasha. Ndoto mane pwe fimbolo eno inima hii. Omanga ongala mwenyo iwae kutelela. Ongala mwenyo ilipukalunga. Ongala mwenyo kalunge kuhalela. Iye kutelela. Oshike mbela ito kufe tokolo. Shashe tokolo lono. Kalungo kwe tupano. Eholo. Etupe hololo. Nengengu wakufe hololo liwa. Ninarini ijemo yongala mwenyo e. Oteika kala iwa. Onga shingu teshipopi ketu ameko kunyagucha. Ongala mwenyo. Onu mwene oete iningile etokolo. Owe mwene tokufe etokolo. Nungenge nino kufe etokolo loe. Ninali ongala mwenye oete ikaleku italate imoni huna.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to be opening our lines in the studio right now. The studio is 0832888401. If you would like to include your name in the book of prayer or a family's name, or you would just like to request for a special prayer, please. The lines are open now, 083-288-401. Please, Pastor, if you can just try and give it in Oshivambo also.
Ongo dietu mo studio, njono tatu denge nga shingei, o njono tatu furuku upotse natse, ukirirare lakutse, o nora no hetatu no ndatu, ombari no hetatu no hetatu, o hetatu none no nora no imu. Andendu ramona tangombo no mora, o nora no hetatu no ndatu, ombari no hetatu yeri atatu, one nonora noim.
Yes, we do have the first caller. Pastor Festus can take this one, please.
Good evening, caller.
I think we lost out on that caller. Sorry for that. Please do keep on trying. 083-288-401. You can call us. If you would like to, toll free number 0800-22-335. Caller, good evening.
Okay.
Umalongi kidomeveni nale?
Tunoka kopike tukomeva.
Otaka nomeva o? Na shitaka nomeva o? Kalungo taka longi kumifalonga e?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Inan japo pola joeni?
Ewa.
Yes, thank you very much. 0832-888-401. That's the number. We have another caller.
Caller, good evening.
Hello, sir.
Yes, tell me, yes, please. Matokoro pe meme.
O meme
je, no ta dengeri peni.
Me mentinera.
Ta tu kwa tres ke mongro ke onena.
Oi, wo tipu.
Ka tu ku vitera o meme.
Diri wo tipu, mo se wango.
Ori ke promotion mongo. Ta tu kwa tres ke nena mongro ke onena.
Ta tero mari ka no ta.
O di wash ku na meme na.
Yes, please do stay tuned and prepare the glass of water, the bottle of water, and gather your family close, because in about 10-20 minutes time we will be making a prayer. We have a caller online. Pastor Festus can take this one, please.
Good evening, caller.
Hello, Pastor.
Omwa tokelo po ndengi.
Tokelo po na atas.
O dielieta te tu dengelo no tu dengi ku Japani. Okay. Mem kwa nango batu kuiri kanene kombinga shikene na.
Ndara mugali kanene je kombinga ngara munye anja ise.
Mhm.
Ngara munye anje kuti anje tenya yo ngara munye anje ta anje na wana na sa.
Mhm.
Ndara ke mutura je mama gali kar.
Okay. O alonge ki doka kopi koi kome vanale.
Ndara ngi ki dikere kende janje je me anje junu ke ho lui ka ara gali karene.
Yalo. Shashikoni mayo ke hulo program ai o atu kan ngi no americano pamwe I no japo pala dio e yalo.
Yes, and even if you just would like to find out maybe an address in the place where you are, call 0800-22-335 and we'll be able to give you any address. We have another caller.
Caller, good evening.
Hello, Dad.
Eno meme wanju matokoro pemi. O meme jet no ta dengeri peni.
O meme sa una ta dengeri kukete.
Kunkete. Meme ka una ta tukwatere na shikene mungro kionena.
Onda ha ndi gari kanenwe ne mboja nje muna ama huyu tagalili sivone na galala pomba tanda nje okulala.
Ok meme wanji.
Neo kadi ya motari sheketa.
Ok meme wanji. Tatu ke kutura koni atutura membo jo gari kaneno.
Ya atura lata.
Ok meme
wanji.
Ok meme wanji. Longe kitutara longe kitutara ka ka kopiko ko mea to ka truga po pepin ko me ho radio en pon datu ke kun ingre garikano in my henson o dahar aske witare karunga in my henson o taya de mpia gano ko ino kuzame gumbo tangi me wanje
tangi tachi.
Yes, 0832-888-401. That's the number to dial if you would like to speak to us in the studio. 0800-22-335. That's our toll-free number.
Caller, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Otoa tokelo pano wa memo matokelo pano wa?
Memo
ta denge kuja penne dala yolilie.
Ondiri pontu.
Pontu ndungu.
Pontu ndungu pokalongo.
Okay. Meme dala yolilie.
Alende siurirwe.
Okay.
Ya unda onda hala kwa dikani na itiko fara kwetu dinashiki ni mufiku ya fata anda faya fata iko ni matayela na mamba damu ya fomite dola ni ya fanuta atondo kande nun tenya alamba nende mufiku ndi tiko fa
ok
tukariki okay. Ndara kwa dikani
yalo o alongi kito kako piko yoko meva nali loka kende kwa yoko meva
opo ayo longi kida
ok Alongi kitu tare tu atula po pepino la dio opo, oje shike hulolo polo gara maya tu kaku ni grome ilikano.
Yalo.
Eo, memi ino japo la dio
watate.
Yalo.
Yes, so as I was saying, if you would like to find the nearest address to where you can go, like Miss K, she found the address, she went to the church, and she found help there. So there you can call on 0800-22-3335. That's the toll-free number at that you can speak to a pastor right now. We have a caller.
Pastor Ananias, please. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, Meme, wanji matokero po?
Hey.
Omeme, je, nota dengeri peni?
Omeme, kasi no kudira kamero.
Ota tu kuateri shike mongro kiyore na Meme Sofia.
Yes, and we'll be going into a break shortly, but you can still keep the toll-free number, and only after the break, do we still have time for one caller? Yes, let's quickly
take this caller, Pastor Festus, just quickly. Good evening, Kola.
Hello.
Memo mato kero pa na wa?
Eh, natat.
Memo ta denge kudu japen ni dina lao lirie?
Nandi bengo kudu ako kare ki ni dina yandi ang Elena.
Okay. Me Elena atu kuil ka nene kumbiga ashki kongulo shu nina?
Nandi nuwe hama akwatan jena na mama visa ali na mama 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Atan derwe?
Yeah.
Dozun donjo ni na haro kumwena.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, indeed. So we are going to a break right now, but 0800-22-3335. Sorry, we lost out on that caller, but you can keep on calling.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back and
we have a call online. Pass up Ananias, please. Good evening, Meme. Matokoro apa Meme?
Matokoro
apa Meme? Meme wanji. O Meme je no tadengeri peni.
Meme
Island Zengeli Konduru. Uri Konduru. Otat kwa treske mongro kionena. O programa etu njino.
Ina kukugwange te amol enda mongrantani.
Kanduku vitana wa meme wanje. Ina kukwanga ini.
Te amol te enda mongrantani.
Yo wa meme. Onda harashke konimashke o programa njino. monga inge idronge kitaro koka kopiko eto katruta eko mejo go pro go radio empo no koni mashko pro jara meo tatu kweku ningiria gari kano meme wanshi
yes so please do prepare the water we have been having a lot of testimonies of people who drank with us the water after the prayer and they started to sleep well, they got healed, doors opened, because those who do it by faith, everything is possible. We have a caller. Caller, good evening.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Mimi. Uma atokra pa nawa. Oudi tenginga. Okay, mimi mota tengi kujapen nedina lao lirie. Okay. Me so fena tu kuir kanene ko binga ashike ko ngulojoni na.
Ah, mundino ka tango ka nge ko se ngo ko skola ngondo. Kana ko ke nai konte ta ve hana simbo ali ke.
Okay.
Onda rango ko ir kanene non. Yeri aka mona nande fute pongo ke nai konte simbo ali ta ve ko stanga.
Okay. O kana ko edina la ko lirie.
O pene afo.
Pene afo kuri pamwe na avo po. Okay. Longi kidu, wa longi kidan na kopi ko ko meva.
Eh, ndina pongo ka ndini ka ke japa sa.
Oh, ninga nao. Mhm. Wa tu tuntu la membolo americano, shoko ni ma programa ai.
Mhm.
Oh, tu kan ngenyo americano pa mwi, no japo pala dio.
Eh, watat.
Mhm.
Yes, indeed. And Pastor Ananias, I would just like to say to this person, it's not enough to say, I believe, but the person needs to take the action by going to the church. If the person doesn't go to the church, God can't help them. Yes, we have a caller. Let's quickly go to this caller. Pastor Ananias, please.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Mimi Wanj. Okay, me want to quarter skinena, meme wanyu mungruho nena. Tangi meme wanje. Tangu nene meme wanje.
Eu
tanto entendi que ela tanto
me
atrevo americano. Eu tanto xingue meu anjo. Eu tanto patei mongana tanto em depois que eu aprendi depois do ciclo.
Okay, thank you. And as I was saying, Pastor, it's important for them to take the action and go to church.
Nice. Ya ngasha ara pasa shono tatumbura pano kucha o ngasha kucha otuna ongereka odinji the moshorongwashi
yes we have a call online
pasa versus please good evening kona meme
ndina
utaka ya patru kasha popo
o andiandi hivi mombiri chef
yalo
Okay.
Okay. Memota denge kuja penne dina lao lirie. Oto denge kuja penne. Okay. Meme edina lao kana ko lirie.
Okay.
Yes, and we are drawing closer to the hour of the prayer or the minutes of the prayer. So please do gather your family around now and the water, keep it ready so that we may bless you. We have a caller, and caller, good evening. Good evening.
Matokora pemi. Yenamem. Eh, omemeje, nota dengeri peni.
Ondengeri kombai.
Uri kombai meme wanje. Omemeje.
I show you.
Jenatang meme nanduba konawa.
I show you.
I show you. Okay, meme otat kwatres ke mongrugio nena.
Andi denge nda gomba telenge ndi namwa meme ka elio mangalo yo malodu.
Okay, meme wanje.
Bengiange alandulange ndosili nandego tindilo skolo skolini haleke nandene.
Ok, me guantatun trashke membo llegar kane, no? Koni maashke o programa ngengo kuripa pipina mwempo no muizanashke ay pa tatu tsatka nge garikano akare pa pino radio natango ngue natango ronge kitao ka natango kakendege ko mea tatu ke kuningire garikano koni mao programa nji.
Ma kandiline pwe kandilina eka
ya? Ya, kashi nashironga. Nendonga o tatu vuru ashke kuningire garikano. Thank you.
Yes, I think we still have time for one caller. If I'm one caller. Yes, so 083-288-401, but the toll-free number is 24 hours. That one is 0800-22-335. Whatever time you call us on that one, we will be available. Pastor Festus can give us that number that they can reach us 24 hours a day, Pastor.
Hano tutu dengele kono mola yongo jietu. Oyo yoshali yafuto anale kongeleka hanoto foto denga ke kongo joko ovoto mono nyamukulo mendele onola no hetatu onola bavali onbali bavali onatu batatu nonano.
Yes, we have the last caller. Good evening.
Yes, good evening,
Pastor. Matokora pate.
Matokora pono tate.
Eto matokora pate wanje. Tate je no tadengeri peni.
Oruka sandiri kombai.
Tate ruka sori kombai. Tate ruka so atuko atereshke mongro kionena.
Onda hara mutrenzi na ngayemu magarikano gini. Ondina aho na hindi. Haya akiusinyanji kini maiporoporo. Maa nandu ya mwene kucha. Shikuwa ya zira hasho hanga ndi shininga. Ya agaru penjo ya penjo mbi. Hakari kia tonda njeniro.
Ok tatu wanshi. Atu kutura ashke me garikano. Koni maashiko pro. Amen. Atu kutura membo ya garikane no. Koni maashiko prohara no. Onda hara nga inge mesimbo jino. Urongi kito kakopiko yoko mea. Shutu tatu ka pehulio jo prohara manji no. Tatu ka kugarika no. Nkaro nje irunduruke.
Ewa tatu. Handari kwa noko shini manga usi kumeo me umbra jio.
Ewa tatu kwa natu atu kistura me garikane no.
Ewa tatu. Tani tatu.
Yes, now I would like to ask you to redirect your calls to 0800-22-335. The lines are closed and we'll be going to a prayer shortly. Prepare your bottle of water, your glass of water.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Lord and my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every caller. Those who succeeded to call in and those who couldn't, those who are calling our helpline there at the church. Father, I don't know how and where and which situation they find themselves, but I know that those who come to you in the day of trouble will find help. So whether in the hospital, whether in prison, whether on the street, whether alone at home right now, contemplating suicide, I pray that the devil, the demons, and the evil spirits and all their works be tied up, and that your word will reach this person, giving hope, strength, my Lord, health to the bones, and deliver, my Father, in whatever situation they find. They may not see the way out, but you are the way out. We declare them blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Karunga tatunyu kuno nyapo okuna memenguno tatu okuno msamanewe ena uwe hame. Okuna memenguno tatu mburana tatu kucha okuna omkholike wono alie ni mondorongo. Noenji aehembo no memenguno tatu mbura kucha okuna omadhira hage atake mkonyita usiku. Naeha aehembo no itandifu kwe amana konkuliri. Ihonda hara okuganja
antu emba non kuliri mbono etu dengere monguri okione non kuliri uyape manguru koko kondo don kuliri otandi konjiso mbepo njino iriko ni maya ikembino pa antu emba ne manguru kwa mwa Yesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name we bless the water, my Father. Amen. Amen. You may drink from this water right now. It is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. May you receive healing, deliverance, wherever you are. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we are coming to the end of our program, and we would like to invite you tomorrow at all our universal churches. We have the day that we fight against the unclean spirits, against witchcraft, against jealousy. It's the first Friday of the year, the new year. And there are many people that doesn't want to continue the way they are going because with sleepless nights, bad luck. Give God a chance. Come to him tomorrow. As I said, Pastor Jesus, I said, no one comes to Jesus believing and leaves the same way that they came.
There is no one, nobody. It's just as I always speak about, David said, I never see a righteous forsaken. I never see his children begging for a bread. And he say, I never see someone who believe in you and fail to see the greatness of your power. Neither me.
Indeed. So all you need to do is come, and you can find our address 0800 22 335. But our main church, our headquarters here in Windhoek, is in 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. We have 7 o'clock, we have 10 o'clock, we have 12 o'clock, we have 3 o'clock, and we have 6 p.m., the main service. So you are all invited to be free from this unclean spirit. And Pastor, in Greenwell, where can they find you?
In Greenwell, we are in Daniel Street, next to the police station mobile. And if you are facing situation, especially you who cannot even sleep during the night, you are facing situation which you do not know. Tomorrow, I give you a challenge. You will come there and you will come back as God delivers you.
Amen. And Pastor Brendan, where can they find you tomorrow?
In Okoriangava, you can find us in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USAFE. The services will be 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m., and then 6 p.m. in the evening.
Thank you. And in Karatura, we are behind Grootwinkels, just like Miss Kay said, just behind Simot in Karatura. We are there 6 in the morning, then 7 o'clock, we are 10 o'clock, we are there 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the main service, 6 p.m., come ready to fight. And here again, our headquarters, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. There is where you're going to find. If you need any other address, unfortunately, we won't be able to give all the addresses to you tonight. You can maybe Pastor Ananias, do you have quickly the address there of Mix?
I shindahara kumpaho rikosho ashukucha otuna ongereka otuna ongereka mo tachimo shirongwashe ongereka universal church okwambo nando mushimba ongereka universal church oyeguro miero dao tudengerashke kongo dinjoronga shatumbura kupasa shono atumbura mpakucho onora noheta tu nonora no, no ombarieri ari no ndatu eri atatu no ntano to purampo no purongereka yetu tatu kuipa nena natango karunga otavuru kuyambeka.
Yes, we are coming to the end of our program. May the God of the Bible bless you and your family greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. We are leaving, but God doesn't leave you. The toll-free number is available, and may you have a wonderful and blessed night. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Good night.